Editor's note. Barry Today contacted all of the candidates in the Barrie-Innisfil riding to hear what they have to say on a series of topics ahead of Thursday's provincial election. Each candidate was asked to provide a 150-word response. Here is what they had to say about healthcare. Pekka Rauniemi, NDP. A top priority in improving the health and well-being of seniors is to take profit out of long-term care. Every dollar designated for long-term care should be spent on the care of seniors, not lining the pockets of investors and shareholders. Seniors should be receiving 4 hours of one-on-one care daily. PSWs should be paid a decent wage with opportunities for full-time work. Finally, we must repeal the Conservatives' Bill 124, which caps the wages of heroic nurses who have been the backbone of our healthcare system throughout the pandemic. Grace Dean, Ontario Party. Fixing aging at home strategies and making LTC affordable. Benjamin Hughes, Independent. I think if anything has been abundantly clear over the past 2 years, it is that government does not do a good job at running an efficient healthcare system. I think a scenario where we allow private healthcare along with our current public healthcare system would only be more efficient for all. As far as our long-term care, I think we need to do much more with making it easier for elderly to stay independent and closer to family and friends. John Oldthwis, Liberal. Empower seniors to live independently. Help seniors pay for home repairs and assistive tools like wheelchairs, hearing aids, ramps and lifts. Give more money to caregivers that support their loved ones. Help 400,000 more seniors get home care by 2026. Increase funding for home care by 10% annually, prioritizing nonprofit care. Fund assisted living alternatives and hub and spoke community care. Create a dementia care network. Fully fund the clinical costs for hospices. End for-profit long-term care as quickly as possible with a target of 2028. Place audits, inspections and zero-tolerance sanctions on long-term care homes that endanger residents or misdirect funds. Repeal rules that protect long-term care companies from legal liability. Build and redevelop 58,000 new nonprofit long-term care spaces. Ensure seniors in long-term care homes receive at least 4 hours of direct care every day. Jake Tucker, Ontario People's Front. Long-term care facilities should not be a commercial profit center. There should be universal, not-for-profit, and public long-term care facilities provided for our seniors and others requiring similar care throughout the province. Bonnie North, Green. Lately, efficiency means increased cuts, compounded by privatization and reduced protections. What's the cost of these efficiencies? According the CAF report, the pandemic deaths of over 3,700 seniors in for-profit, LTC facilities, were exacerbated by service cuts and poor oversight. Worse, not all deaths resulted from COVID. 26 seniors in one facility alone died from dehydration, through sheer neglect. Among many healthcare solutions, Greens will be build new and expanded hospitals, to meet demand, introduce, expand and regulate mental health care through OHIP, partner with the federal government for universal dental, pharmacare, fast-track credential approvals for 15 Kelvins International, healthcare workers, increase home care and LTC funding by 20% and 10%, respectively, introduce $25 per hour minimum wage for PSWs, build 55 Kelvins LTC beds by 2033, increase to at least 96 Kelvins by 2041, eliminate for-profit care homes, ensure LTC homes face legal consequences for infractions, reinstate comprehensive inspections without notice.